You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's a Monday here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. And listen, if you need more than this weekend in sports to get your blood pumping, you need to go to a doctor or you're not a sports fan. Kate Constable in for Jake's today. So, Kate, over the weekend, we had college football. The final rankings are set for the college football playoff. We have the Chiefs now teetering on the brink of missing the playoffs. We had Josh Allen being Josh Allen over the weekend. So I will say, every single weekend I say, like, this was the best weekend in sports thus far. And now I'm sitting here saying the exact same thing. It feels like we had another banner weekend when it came to watching football.
It was a massive weekend in the NFL. Mm. I mean, college football, too. Like, I guess you can't forget about Saturday whatsoever. But watching the scores... So I was calling a basketball game yesterday when the early window was happening. And so I just kept refreshing and, like, keeping my eye on these scores. And, like, I mean, the Bills-Bengals game, like, score after score. And you have Burrow throwing touchdowns. And then you have Burrow throwing interceptions. And the Titans beating the Browns. And the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy, 9, coming up big. Not just scoring 9 points. 31-0 over the Commanders. And I'm like, what in the world is going on today? The Bucks are lose to the Saints. Like, it was a wild day in NFL. And then we had the afternoon window. Packers and Bears was phenomenal. Chiefs go down at night. Like, you really could not have asked for a better day all around. Like, I feel like, Chelsea, a couple times this season, we've had, like, just total duds in the late window or a number of duds in the early window. And it's like, okay, fine. Like, that happens. But, like, it's felt like almost every game was just really good yesterday.
I will say in the late window, like, things looked like they were getting out of hand for a bit, like when the Packers were kind of ahead. But then we had a great game there. And some of it's like what the game is that you get to watch regionally. And luckily we did have the Packers and the Bears because that ended up being a good game. But I think the other games were like the Rams and the Cardinals. That was not a good game. I'm trying to think what the other one was.
Broncos, I
think
it was, and Raiders. Like, the Seahawks. Well, I guess.
Broncos and Raiders.
The afternoon's good for me because of, I mean, I was locked in on Packers Bears. So I had the other two games up on separate TVs, but, like, those actually weren't all that great score-wise. But Packers-Bears certainly delivered.
Yeah, especially because the divisional implications as well. Like, it wasn't just a great game down to the final seconds. It's such a tight race for the NFC North. And it's wild to me, as you look across the NFC, there are some good teams that are going to be left out of the playoffs. And, like, as we'll talk about the Chiefs, like, the Chiefs stand with a losing record. So you have nobody to blame but yourselves. Because imagine if the Chiefs were in the NFC. They wouldn't even have a chance.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, the Chiefs deserve to be left out of the playoffs with how they've played this season.
Right.
The Chiefs have not been the Kansas City Chiefs, the dynasty team. Like, I don't feel bad for the Chiefs at all. You haven't been playing well enough to make the playoffs right now. You still have a great roster. Mm-hmm. You still have a great quarterback. You still have a great head coach. Like, you can't take those things away from the Chiefs, but you're not playing good complementary football in all three phases well enough to win games. You don't deserve to be in the playoffs. So, but yeah, going back to the NFC, like, you have the Lions as the 8th seed, the Bears, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Bears went into yesterday as the number one seed in the NFC. That loss to the Packers drops them to 7th. That's how competitive it is in the NFC right now, which is absolutely wild. Packers are now 2nd behind the Rams.
It's crazy to me that, like, for the longest time, I think people looked at the Kansas City Chiefs and they say, okay, they'll figure it out at some point. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're sitting here at December 8th. Like, at what point in the season do you officially give up on the Chiefs? Because for me, that was a few weeks ago. Because you watch the team, they don't even look like a good team. And granted, they do deserve some credit because they do have championship experience. It's just the things that we normally trust, like Patrick Mahomes, and I understand he didn't have a bunch of his offensive linemen last night, and we know that he absolutely looks mortal when he does not get protection. But even Andy Reid making some weird play calls when he's deep, pinned inside the Chiefs' territory, and he decides to go for it on fourth down, they don't get it, and then the Texans get great field position. That's something he hadn't done in like 27 years of coaching. So you see, you know, the drops from Travis Kelce. You see the drops from Rashee Rice. So all around, it's not just Patrick Mahomes. It is a team effort, and this team effort is bad.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, you talk about, like, at what point of the season do you give up on the Chiefs? It was last night for me. I held out for a long time, giving the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt, because I think they deserve it. You've won 3 Super Bowls in how many previous years, or been to the Super Bowl even. But they deserve the benefit of the doubt that, okay, they can still run the table. They can still figure it out. That's over for me after last night. I mean, not only record-wise, like 16% chance of making the postseason right now. Even if they win out, 52% chance to make the postseason, and they're going to need some help from other teams, either, you know, beating other teams or those specific teams losing, whatever the outcomes might be. Yeah, I'm out on the Chiefs. I feel like a lot of people held out thinking that this Kansas City could turn it around because they have Patrick Mahomes, but it's just not their season. Things aren't clicking right. And I mean, you mentioned just weird stuff from Andy Reid, uncharacteristic stuff from everyone as a whole out of the Chiefs locker room.
Right. And I think the thing is in sports that it is incredibly difficult to be on top of the mountain for a long time. And the Chiefs have already done a damn good job of staying atop that mountain for a long time, because now this is the first year in 9 years where the Chiefs won't win their division. That's a crazy stretch. Like, according to ESPN, that is the longest stretch to win a divisional title across all of the major sports. So it is quite something. And even when you look at the postseason, it feels like the AFC Championship game is basically the Kansas City Invitational. So we knew that it was going to come to an end at some point. It's just, it's hard to see it come to fruition.
I'm double checking this stat here, but I don't think there's been a season, maybe since his, nope, I'm sorry, since becoming the starter in 2018. This is going to be, I mean, unless everything, all the chips fall Kansas City's way the rest of the season, this will be the first year since becoming the starter of the Kansas City Chiefs that Mahomes hasn't been to an AFC championship game. Chelsea, like, not just winning the division, going to an AFC championship game. That's crazy. And the thing is that, I mean, I still can't get past, and maybe some other people are already there, of like not having faith in this Kansas City team and maybe going forward. But like, once the season's over, Super Bowl ends, odds come out for next season, early looks for Super Bowl can't, like, the Chiefs are going to be a top of the board. Maybe they won't have the number one odds, because it's always, you know, the reigning Super Bowl champ has the best odds to repeat in the offseason. But the Chiefs are going to have top 5 best odds to win the Super Bowl, right? Like, this Kansas City team, as long as you have Mahomes and Andy Reid, I don't think is necessarily going anywhere. You're going to have to make some adjustments on the offensive line. You're going to have to make some adjustments defensively. But like, one bad year doesn't mean that, I don't think it means that the dynasty is fully over. I just think it's not continuing on this season.
Well, I think when it comes to like high-end potential, like I do think this team has...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Has some issues that maybe they can't win a Super Bowl, but like I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to be shocked if the Chiefs make the postseason next year, because that's just crazy. No. Like they still have Patrick Mahomes, they still have Andy Reid, and again, it should be mentioned that last night they had so many injuries to the offensive line, and like we've seen this story before. Patrick Mahomes needs protection like every other quarterback across the league. So when he doesn't have that protection, he starts to make some bad throws. And statistically, last night was one of the worst games of his entire career. 14 of 33, no touchdowns, and three picks. Sacked twice, 160 yards passing. These are numbers you would expect from a rookie, not the face of the franchise and the face of the league. But maybe we should talk a little bit about the team that won the game, Kate.
Exactly.
The Texans did win 20-10. As 3.5-point underdogs. CJ Stroud did just enough because his numbers were not great either. 15 of 31, 203 yards passing, a touchdown, no picks. Woody Marks, pretty good on the ground, 26 carries for 68 yards, and caught a touchdown pass from CJ Stroud.
I mean, the numbers that you rolled out for Patrick Mahomes, those would be numbers for CJ Stroud based on how he's playing this year. And Stroud was so much better yesterday. I mean, had his moments, but certainly played a strong game, better than he's looked throughout a lot of the season, because he struggled at a lot of the season. That defense, though, like easily top two defense in the league, right? Like
right.
That's what's that's what's made Patrick Mahomes force him into so many mistakes yesterday.
Right. So the Texans do deserve some credit here. It's not just all about the Chiefs and, you know, their fall from grace, because the Texans have come on strong down the stretch, now standing at 8-5 on the season. And again, another quality win where the defense really ruled the roost, because that's the thing. It's not like their offense is lighting up any stat sheet. It's just because their defense is so tough on opposing quarterbacks, and it feels like they're good, you know, at both levels, where they have Will Anderson, of course, on the defensive line, or a linebacker, one of the best in the game, and they have Derek Stingley Jr. on the secondary. So it's just really tough for opposing quarterbacks to get going. Like, from a fantasy perspective, we knew that this was going to be a tough go for Patrick Mahomes, just based on the matchup alone. But let me ask you this, Kate. Do you think this is a Texans team that could possibly make some waves in the postseason? Have they gotten to that level?
I mean, yes, I think they can because of their defense, but you do need, like, their offense still has to play better. I don't think you're necessarily going to... They're not a Super Bowl caliber offense right now, and I think you need to have like a solid offense. I mean, that's not rocket science in order to win a Super Bowl, especially with some of the teams that you're going to be going up against in the AFC to get there. And then honestly, like, I think the NFC is so stacked that you name a couple teams and I might take them over the Texans. But when you have a defense this dominant, that's their path to getting to a deep postseason run is how good their defense has been, because you can't just rely on Nico Collins the entire postseason. Like, he's going to get taken away at some point, and there isn't enough offense for the Texans right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're the Broncos light. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Where it's a team with a very similar makeup, where the defense kind of rules the day. The offense is hit or miss. But I will say this. At least C.J. Stroud has more experience than Bo Nix. And we've also seen this story before with the Texans in the postseason. Last year, I think it was, where I didn't really believe in them. They seem like a team kind of like this year, where they just kind of made it to the postseason. You're like, oh, there's no way. I think it was either the Browns or the Chargers. And I was like, oh, they're the play. Fade the Texans. And the Texans won. Yeah. So they're one of those teams that kind of lives under the radar that I think, because they're not one of those like big market teams, even though Houston, like by demographics, is a very big city, we just don't really mention them with the likes of like some of the blue bloods in the NFL. Like you're, you know, I was going to say Baltimore and Kansas City, but LOL this year. And that's another thing. It just feels like such a topsy-turvy year, especially in the AFC, that it feels like anybody's game. So I'm not going to stand here and be like, okay, if the Texans make the postseason, they don't have a chance. I don't think they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, but I do think they could definitely play spoiler to some of the other teams in the AFC.
And, I mean, they have a great shot at winning this division still, Chelsea. So, like, they're going to get in. In my opinion, they're going to get into the postseason. I mean, I wish I had bet on them yesterday to win the division. I think you could have gotten it at, like, 14-1 still. Because especially with Daniel Jones' injury, that opens things up for, I mean, the Colts are, what are they? Are they bringing Anthony Richardson in off the bench? Is he their starter going forward? Like, ugh. Texans are now plus 175 to win the division. Jags beating the Colts yesterday, minus 185. But yeah, that division certainly up for grabs. And I will say, like, C.J. Stroud has only continued to get better as the season has gone on. So they're a team with a lot of momentum. The win streak obviously brings a lot of that. But Stroud is playing, as much as I kind of bash on the offense, like, he continues to play better each week. And if that's going to continue to rises right into the postseason.
Right. And if you look at their schedule down the stretch, it is pretty favorable. They have Cardinals at home. They get the Raiders. They go on the road to the Chargers and then finish the season with a divisional matchup against a battered Colts team, which, oof, what an end to the season for the Colts. Felt like they were one of the contenders in the AFC, and now Daniel Jones goes down. Not so much. Notre Dame thought that they could be contenders. Not so fast, my friend. We'll talk about college football and the playoff rankings after the break on the Daily Tip.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.